Welcome back to Troubleshooting Agile. Hi there, Jeffrey.
Hi, Scrum.
So you have a war story for us, but I don't think it's the usual kind of war story.
Well, it's true. This is actually, in a sense, it's kind of a literal war story, but it's also, on closer inspection, was maybe slightly fictionalized. But let me give you a little bit of the background. This comes up off of Twitter, and I was reading one of my favorite Twitter denizens. I guess maybe it's not Twitter anymore. Maybe it's X. But anyway, on the service formerly known as Twitter, one of the people who I read
regularly. I just call it formerly known as.
Formerly known as, okay. So on X, I regularly read someone named Patrick McKenzie, and we'll put a link in the show note to the particular post here, and I'll say his back catalog of tweets, as well as his, he runs a newsletter called Bits About Money. I find both of them fantastic.
Absolutely agree. Heart, strong recommendation. Listeners should all go subscribe.
Okay, great. And so there's lots about Patrick. We're not going to get into that. But the point is, he talked about how he was working with an executive assistant for the first time in his life. And he did his usual kind of tweet thread on the topic. And he made a reference I'd never heard before in describing his executive assistant. He said, there are EAs and EAs in this world, EA being executive assistant. Some do a great job of calendar management, and good for them. Some of them could get a letter to Garcia. And I was like, what the heck is that? And fortunately, he provided a link to this really kind of odd message that was written, an essay that was written in 1899 by a person I've never heard of before called Elbert Hubbard.
And it was in the middle of, or just before, the Spanish-American War. So that's
right.
The war. That's why it's a war story.
That's why a war story. And in this war story, Elbert Hubbard is describing something that happened. And it said the president, McKenzie, needed to get a message to Garcia, who was the leader of the insurgents in Cuba. But no one knew where he was, and no mail or telegraph could reach him. And so he didn't know what to do. And someone said, hey, there's a fellow by the name of Rowan who will find Garcia for you if anybody can. And in the description, Rowan, you know, takes the letter, straps it to his over his heart, is landed by night off the coast of Cuba from an open boat, disappears in the jungle, and 3 weeks later comes out on the other side, having traversed this hostile country on foot, delivering his letter, and, you know, it's all wonderful and fantastic. But the point is not that he just did that, but the point that Elrond was making here is that when he was being asked to deliver the letter, he didn't then say, you know, well, where is he at? You know, like, how do I do this? He took it and he was going to go figure it out. And then with that war story aside, the rest of the essay, this is sort of saying about how the problem of business owners is that they can't find people like this, that people mostly want to be told what to do. And I would say, I would sum it up this way. He'd say that they lack agency. And that's the thing that I thought was useful about this, is this description of someone who can get a letter to Garcia. You're saying is that they have agency and can figure stuff out and overcome difficulties. And
difficulties are the key thing, because there's pieces that are missing from the story. For me, for example, there's that sort of notion that you're hacking your way through the jungle to find Garcia. Well, maybe Garcia died in the war. So there's no Garcia there. What you don't do is then hack your way back through, go back to Washington, D.C. and say, oh, sorry, no Garcia. What you do is you say, hey, I found Garcia's deputy, Hernandez, and I delivered it to him.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. You use your brain, you figure stuff out, and you get it done, as opposed to, stopping at every obstacle to kind of say, now what? You know, you've kind of taken on the mission, and you're going to kind of work through it.
But there are two things that are missing from the story for me that are very important.
Okay.
The first is kind of any sense of empathy for the person that you might be delegating to, because the story is sort of super capitalist in its approach to anybody could do this. We just have all these lazy bums around here, and if they all could just get messages to Garcia, everything would be okay. Some people don't have the skills to get the message to Garcia, and there are some good reasons for that. So I think the sort of abusive way of reading this, and I think of the three different psychopaths I've worked for in my time, all of them would read this nodding their heads vigorously and saying, yes, I'm surrounded by idiots. All I need is to clone myself and then we can do everything. So yes. If you read it that way, please seek psychological help. Because and don't give it to anybody who needs psychological help, because they will read it wrong. So the link will be in the show notes, but treat with caution is my first comment.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll say, like, I think you're exactly right. And I would say we've talked before about theory X versus theory Y.
Yeah, management. You got to have theory Y to use message to Garcia effectively.
Exactly. This is a very theory X that most people are lazy. And actually, that's part of why that this stood out to me is I went to the website of the executive assistant that Patrick talks about. And the thing that in there, in his own essays, he talks about experiences that build agency. And I think for me, that was one of the key things, is that agency is something that can be built. It's not simply intrinsic in people, that it's something that can actually be developed. And that's more of the theory Y approach. And that's one of the things I wanted to highlight out. But you said you had two objections, and that's the first one, the super capitalist part of the essay.
Yeah, exactly, Jeffrey. So the other thing is one that we've talked about often, and that is that there was an option that wasn't available to Rowan, the guy hacking his way through the jungle, which is frequent accountability. And the reason it wasn't available is we I guess there weren't telegrams from the jungle to Washington. We had invented mobile phones and things. So there wasn't a way for Rowan to come back and say, hey, wait a minute, Garcia was down with influenza. I had to go to Hernandez, or, he was on a different island. So should I go to that island or should I come back? Does that change the strategy? There are valid questions and valid accountability which weren't available in the case of this sort of artificial story. I also have a kind of feeling of doubt about the story. I'm not sure it's absolutely historically accurate, but put that aside. If it were historically accurate, it would be missing an important part. And the advice I'd give to listeners who want to be someone who can take a message to Garcia is be accountable. That doesn't mean ask a bunch of dumb questions or not use your brain or don't solve the problem. But there's nothing that stops you being visible about it. And if Rowan had only had a mobile phone, then he could have phoned back a couple of times a day saying, I'm 10 miles in, I'm 20 miles in. The president could say, well, hang on, sorry. Actually, we don't need Garcia anymore. We need you to go to the other side of the island. That would be really useful. And I think the story as told misses that element of frequent accountability.
I think that's a great point. And the idea of transparency about what you're actually doing. I had a similar thought, which was we've talked before about briefing and back briefing. And part of it is what I thought of as the value of the back briefing to say, like, well, here's what I'm intending to do to make sure that you actually understand correctly what the mission is. Because it would have been, challenging if somehow he misunderstood, which Garcia or which island or something like that.
Gabriel Garcia. Oh, sorry. I didn't know. I went to the other Garcia. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I completely agree with you about the accountability as you go along is something that is more normal. Like it's a kind of fairy tale, and your instincts are correct. This was a very fictionalized account. there's more to it than simply taking and going away and disappearing for 3 weeks.
And it's very funny because I was just doing research for my newsletter. People want to look at my newsletter, come look at my website. But I was doing research for something I'm going to write about exploring. And one of the crucial things, and I was looking into some explorers like Lewis and Clark, one of the crucial things is sometimes they don't know where they are. This happened to people who were actually exploring real jungles. And they would send somebody out from the camp. But what they didn't send was somebody out for 6 months and say, you go find the whole rest of the trail and come back and tell me. They'd say, go out for a day, see if there are any hostile tribes over there or, a big swamp. And if there aren't, then come back, tell us, and we'll go that way. So the disappearing for 3 weeks in the story is unhelpful fantasy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree. And so hopefully this is something that seems useful to people. I think it's, for me, if we kind of put together what we've talked about, I think it's that the importance and centrality of agency. But unlike in the story, we want to emphasize the kind of theory Y view that this isn't just intrinsic, it can also be developed. So that as leaders, that's something to do. And then, you know, that it's, don't take the parable too literally and think that, you know, disappearing for a lot of time is the right way to work, to be transparent, to communicate with people about where you're going. We've talked before about radiate intent, briefing and back briefing. These are all ways that keep you in touch and aligned while still using your agency to move forward. So that was my takeaway from this, both the essay and our conversation.
Well, fantastic. So if we really like it when listeners don't disappear from us, and we hear from lots of you regularly, and we'd like to hear from even more, especially if you disagree or if you have a different way of getting messages to Garcia. You know what I'd really like is an example that's not kind of from the middle of a jingoistic war and isn't kind of as super hyper capitalist as this particular one is. Read it in the show notes. You'll see what I mean. So if I'm going to use message to Garcia in the same way that Patrick did, as a sort of shorthand, but I'd love to use message to James or message to Maria instead, if anybody knows of a more current, maybe less problematic example. So if you want to tell us about any of those things, head on over to agileconversations.com, where you will find our book, videos from us, our availability on formerly known as and Instagram, and I don't know where else we are, but also, of course, on email, where a lot of you get in touch with us. And the other way to keep in touch, of course, is to come back next time when we have another edition of Troubleshooting Agile. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Carl.